See, now this is probably the point where we need to start talking about Plato's Republic. And it's interesting, Plato's Republic, this is a constitutional republic. You know, when you start looking at Plato's Republic, you see the roots of all of this technocratic, cybernetic, totalist nonsense, which gets back to Alison McDowell's kind of, I'm not so sure that, you know, constitutional republic is going to save us. So that's why reexamination is in order. There are a lot of folks who have, you know, this is not a new discussion. Lark in Texas, Nikki Rapana, etc. That's a discussion for a different day. We're going to come back to Plato's Republic and the allegory of the cave this hour. It's a fitting. I don't think that most people really understand. I'm going to do it in a very visual sort of way. Give you a mind picture. We'll come back to that in a minute. And all of this, what we played in the first hour of today's broadcast, this Monday, January 25th, 2021, of course, is as sort of a pretext to the nefarious World Economic Forum and their meeting where they're going to unveil fully the Great Reset that they told us about back in June. Remember, Dr. Evil Klaus Schwab said, it is time for a Great Reset and all of that nonsense. They said they'd unveil it fully at this year's World Economic Forum. And so that's awful. Speaking of the Utopia is a Scam podcast, there was the entry September 8, 2020. Amazon is a mechanism of the New World Order. That goes along with that image that I was talking about earlier. You know, free Amazon gift cards and the interview that we played. I mean, hopefully that's all painfully obvious at this point. If it wasn't already, and it should have been. What was the other thing, real quick? Let's see. Phone lines are open. Again, 800-313-9443. And the local number is, I forget. What's the local number? If you have long distance, free long distance, then 512-248-8252. That's easy. I should remember that. 512-248-8252. Maybe I've been on social media too long. And remember, we used to remember phone numbers. We'd have bunches of phone numbers memorized. Now, most of us, I'm not saying, you know, yours truly, of course, but yes, I am actually. Most of us don't even remember our own phone number. We have to look, don't we? So to further validate, real quick before we go to the phones here, this point that was made in the clips that we played in the first hour, Darren Lanier, You Are Not a Gadget, a Manifesto. Remember he said, talking about the Turing test, a reminder from Alan Turing himself, Turing's 1950 paper on the Turing test includes this extraordinary passage, in attempting to construct such machines, we should not be irreverently usurping his, capital H, power of creating souls. What's that? What happened? Oh. Oh my gosh. Antonio Guterres just started playing in my ear because I have in a tab in my browser the Davos Agenda. It's awful. Special address by Antonio Guterres, Secretary General of the United Nations. Anyway, it's awful. We'll probably play the explainer video from the World Economic Forum published today. What is the Great Reset? Davos Agenda 2021, 4.5 minutes. It's awful. It has, let's see, there's Putin and all kinds of fun people that we've seen recently, including Greta Thunberg. There's Ivanka, but her dad, I don't see him. I do see Klaus Schwab, who is sort of Photoshop shaking hands with creepy sleepy Joe, who looks disoriented as usual. And Al, I invented the internet. Gore, W, Bono, Barack, and several others. Anyway, maybe we'll do that. All right, so Alan Turing wrote, and we don't, you know, we're encouraged to not remember this, but in attempting to construct such machines, we should not be irreverently usurping his power of creating souls any more than we are in the procreation of children. Ah, but bad guys want to do that too. Usurp. Rather, we are in either case instruments of his will, capital H, providing mansions for the souls that he creates. That's what Alan Turing wrote. Anyway, Jaron Lanier wrote, people degrade themselves, speaking of this fracturing of your attention and you know, fragmented attention and so on and so on. People degrade themselves in order to make machines seem smarter all the time. Before the crash, bankers believed in supposedly intelligent algorithms that could calculate credit risks before making bad loans. We asked teachers, but again, right now, and there's a point where this won't be true, which gets back to what Jordy Rose said in his Super Intelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth, Tech Vancouver talk. But right now, as Melissa Dykes has repeatedly reminded us, and you with what we played in the first hour, you can imagine what Aaron and Melissa Dykes are thinking when they made the Minds of Men documentary, because basically they said, yeah, this is what they've been trying to do for decades already. Again, Jaron Lanier reminds us that, you know, virtual graffiti was a thing back in the 70s. William M. Montana has talked to us about that. And, you know, so this is not new stuff. The technology just advanced to the point that, you know, and society has been dumbed down and predictively programmed and cybernetically engineered to be able to be ready for this kind of stuff. So anyway, Jaron Lanier, people degrade themselves in order to make machines seem smart all the time. Before the crash, bankers believed in supposedly intelligent algorithms that are biased, as Melissa Dykes reminds us, because the programmers are biased, whether they want to admit it or not, that could calculate credit risk before making bad loans. We asked teachers to teach to standardize tests so a student will look good to an algorithm. We have repeatedly demonstrated our species' bottomless ability to lower our standards to make information technology look good. Every instance of intelligence in a machine is ambiguous. Finally, the exercise of treating machine intelligence as real requires people to reduce their mooring to reality. There's more, but I'll leave it at that. I've read that many times. Moving on, let's go to the phones. Chris in Missouri, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Morning.
I have a question. It just seems like anything you listen to or anybody you listen to, they know what the problem is, but they never say, get rid of the phones, get rid of the computer. They can't do this if they don't have the equipment on you. They can't do it to you.
Right.
Even out of all the clips that you played today, they tell you how bad it is, but nobody ever said, don't use these, get rid of them. That's what needs to be said, so that people can understand that this means business. This isn't just something that they're playing with. They're telling you if you want to get out of this, you need to get rid of these devices.
Like Chamath Palihapitiya said, a hard break. Yeah, and like I said earlier today, you know, don't use it, stupid. It's that simple.
Right. I think if there was a lot more people that did that, then these people that were using it would finally realize, you know, if you put it in there so many times, they're going to realize and say, hey, maybe I ought to get rid of my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I ought to get rid of my computer. Yeah. I don't think we're ever going to get an EMP or anything like that, because if we had that, everybody would lose everything.
Exactly. Bingo. And that's exactly why I've said that ever since everybody's talked about EMP. There might be little blackouts here and there, but that to me is more of another cybernetic engineering
right.
episode, basically. But what you said, absolutely, and that's exactly why I've said that for, I've maintained that unequivocally for years. The programming would be interrupted, and we can't have that. Yep.
Well, I just wish I heard more of it from other you know, programs and stuff, because these people, they live off of this. And now that, you know, they're getting kicked off, they're saying, oh, well, we can go somewhere else, rather than just say, you know what, I don't need this stuff. I don't need to be tracked and traced.
Yeah.
But they don't say that. They say, well, where can I go? Where can I go to get my fix?
Yep. What's the alternative? Well, you know, it's a really weird thing. It's kind of like, you know, even if there was an alternative, you know, maybe Parler is a legitimate alternative to Twitter and or whatever, but it's not appealing, largely because of the programming, largely because of the way people have been turned into addicts. I've said this many times. Our society has been turned into a junkie society in many ways. The currency works that way. The economic model is a junkie model, and that was sort of touched on by Allison and what she said. And, you know, whether it's social media or the central banking stuff, it turns people into junkies, basically. We're being gamed into junkies. And so if you think of it in that way, an addict isn't really interested in, you know, a good steak dinner or, you know, beef stew or some kind of hearty, you know, sustenance or whatever they want there, or a child who's been fed, you know, sugar cookies and ice cream too long doesn't want dinner, they want dessert. And so in the same sense, this social media stuff works similarly. People don't realize that they've been conditioned to be addicts, basically, and that dopamine feedback they get, dopamine feedback loop that they're in on some of these platforms that is intentional, is something that sort of feeds their addiction. And if there's an alternative, it wouldn't have that. You know, if it's something that's not doing these things that we heard about, then it doesn't include that aspect. And so it doesn't appeal to the addict.
You're right. Well, I just wanted to get it out there in the open, you know, and you have a great day, Chris. God bless.
Thanks, Chris. You too. Appreciate your call. Thanks. All right. Back to the phones. Chris in Virginia. Lots of Chris's today. We're all Chris today. Thanks for calling, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Love your show. I had a question. How do you stay happy and sane? And are you happy and sane? And just how do you deal with this? The sick feeling in our guts about what's coming.
The board op is asking me if you're on a speakerphone. Are you on a speakerphone? The connection's kind of poor.
Better?
Yes, much better. Can you reiterate the question, please?
Yes, sir. How do you stay happy and sane? Are you happy and sane? And how do you deal with this sick feeling in our gut about what's coming?
Happy and sane. Happy is temporal. Joy is something that the Bible talks about, and that's elusive. I think there's a reason that the weeping prophets are called weeping prophets. So these days, it's challenging, honestly. I mean, people, and that's part of why I'll go through the allegory of the cave here at the bottom of the hour. When you really understand what's going on and you understand the degree to which people, you know, some people are manipulating the rest of their fellow man, and that guys like Bertrand Russell have written about this a long time ago, and that it's an old plan, you know, that Plato wrote about, and basically they've gone around and collected up all of this stuff. There's another piece, you know, Brian is constantly basically saying, you know, hey, can we define terms? Nikki has What is the Hegelian Dialectic that you can read. But there was that piece that she did that's on News with Views It's titled, it was back in 2006, posted over at News with Views, Communitarianism, a Three-Level Con Job. 21st Century Communitarianism is a philosophical, political, and legal theory. It combines every opposite theory in the history of the world. It's a projected vision for a new global order by the year 2020. It's what all of us should be socially evolving into. That's what bad guys want. So anyway, that's a part of this too. Communitarianism borrowed ideas from ancient religions, Plato, Marx, Jefferson, Buber, and Madame Blavatsky. Studying their theories
in other words,
a nightmare.
Will set you free.
Yeah, yeah. Studying their theory is a nightmare. It's unfocused and vague, and this new theory is nothing like what Friedrich Bastiat called a valid scientific inquiry, as in one that, quote, proceeds by way of observation. Anyway, that's great. When you see all of this, you know, cybernetic totalism that's designed, you know, on cybernetics, the steersman, the rudder that's beneath the surface that people don't see, when you see the great lengths these people have gone to gather up all of this ancient wisdom and use it to manipulate and subjugate their fellow man, it's heartbreaking. And the allegory of the cave is fitting here because you try to tell your fellow man you sound crazy. After you've broken out of the cave, you come back, you aren't able to, you know, speak to the, I don't know, sports analogies. You don't have an appreciation for, you know, Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl appearance or what the heck ever. And, you know, all of this pop culture stuff. And you are trying to warn your, you know, former fellow slaves, and they want to kill you for it. You know, you sound like a heretic. So it's difficult. But, you know, hopefully, back to your question, you know, happy and sane, hopefully this broadcast is cathartic, and it's, you know, this network, our ability to gather here a little bit, to listen to one another, to hear people, you know, hear you ask your questions and feel the same, you know, getting to sanity. I think the gaslighting is one of the most insidious mechanisms, which, you know, again, is why I think this broadcast and this network are very cathartic, to remind us that the gaslighting is real and we're not crazy. But sane is an interesting thing. What's that?
Sorry, are we better off facing this rather than trying to hide from it?
Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean.
Welcome back.
Sleep in peace when day is done.
All right, we're on the phones with Chris in Virginia, and your questions, they go together. How do we stay happy and sane? How do I stay happy and sane? And your last question, are we better off confronting this rather than trying to hide from it? Direct answers and then a little bit of an explainer. As far as happy is concerned, sane is the thing I'll come back to, which I touched on. Actually, maybe I'll just mention, you know, we have been moved away from a solid foundation to this relativism, moral relativism, situational ethics, those kinds of things. From what I would say, you know, was traditionally a biblical foundation. Even guys like Jefferson said, you know, this is a good place to start. Noah Webster said, you know, this is the only foundation. To this relativist thing. And the problem with that is, as I've mentioned, you can go to the Narcissistic Personality Disorder Wikipedia entry, which says the DSM-5 indicates that in order to qualify as symptomatic of NPD, the person's manifested personality traits must be substantially different or must substantially differ from social norms. Who decides what social norms are? And so does that mean if we're all pedophilic cannibals, those who are not are considered crazy or insane. And so that's what's happening. Society is being driven mad, as lots of people have talked about. It's intentional. The cultural Marxists, who are supposed to denazify the world by nazifying the world, wrote about it. And so that's the slippery slope we're on. So sane is an interesting thing. And all of this comes back to the Bible, in my opinion. You asked me the question. So my answer would be joy. And as far as sanity is concerned, you know, joy, the alternative to happy, which is temporal. And hopefully we can find, you know, peace and joy by, you know, the admonition in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, for instance. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. I think that's the best advice that I could give. And you asked me, so that's it. As far as, you know, are we better off confronting this rather than hiding from it? Interesting things have been written. You know, H.G. Wells in 1939, The New World Order, where he wrote, countless people will hate the New World Order, be rendered unhappy by frustration of their passions and ambitions through its advent, and will die protesting against it. Again, this is not a new thing. This conflict is, you know, Samuel P. Huntington, Clash of Civilizations, Brzezinski, Between Two Ages. What's the age to come? Well, we're approaching it, fast approaching it. So these guys have written about this stuff. And as far as confronting or hiding, I don't think there is any hiding, quite frankly. But my advice, or I guess perspective, is as the Holy Spirit leads. That's what I always say. It's a personal decision for us all. I don't think there's you know, a general directive. It's, you know, on one hand, I can see the reality of what H.G. Wells wrote about, but on the other hand, I have talked about Jonah's gospel for as long as I've been broadcasting, which to me is Jonah goes through town and says, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown, but there's a stay of execution for a generation, only a generation, unfortunately. But, you know, who's to say? I think there should be phone trees all across the country, and people should be calling each other and mustering a million-man march. Everybody sit down and write a letter to a National Guardsman. And so a million people march on Washington, give, say, 10,000 troops 100 letters each, and they compare those, understanding we as Americans love our country, love our fellow Americans, and do it in a way that we understand Machiavellian intrigue would try to subvert that effort. And, you know, so I would advocate that personally, but ultimately, I think it's a personal decision we all have to make. So that's my
Thanks
answer.
Thanks for the show, back. Chris. Thanks.
You bet.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. This is a rock.
Happy days.
This is a rock. This is a rock.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, January 25th, 2021. Hopefully, I answered your question sufficiently. Chris, I appreciate your call very much, and I'm sure a lot of other people do too. It's again, it's cathartic, and I think there are a number of... Is that the World Economic Forum playing in my ear again? Good grief. Hikmet Ersek, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Western Union Company. The Western Union Company. Resetting digital currencies, option one. That stuff keeps playing in my ear. We'll play the explainer video in a second. Anyway, just to sort of circle back and summarize, you know, it's, you know, you really sort of have to step away from this digital gamification stuff and decide. I would say prayer is a good thing. You know, I believe that the Bible is a love letter and my Creator's basic instructions before leaving Earth to me. And so that's, you know, where it should, that to me is the beginning and end of the discussion. Talked about Romans chapter 1 as a window into what's going on these days. For though they knew God, they did not honor him as God and give him thanks. And then down the slippery slope they go, and then he says, you know what, I'm going to let you, you know, I'm going to, here you go, here's the wheel. Let me know how that works. It doesn't work so well. But, you know, my observation is the people that I see who have, you know, it's not so much, you know, in a sense, do we, you know, confront or do we hide? That kind of discussion almost becomes a bifurcated fallacy, I think. And I'm not, that is in no way meant to disparage the question, because I appreciate it very much. I think, what I would say generally is hopefully we can get out of this sort of gamified digital thing, you know, the Tron experience that Allison talked about in the clip that we played in the first segment of the first hour today. Get out of the Tron scenario. And, you know, speaking of the Bible and, you know, his love letter, his basic instructions before leaving Earth to me personally, the more that I can be who he created me to be, the more that I can, you know, it reminds me sort of Stephen Covey's, I forget exactly how he wrote about it, but, you know, the effectiveness, you know, as you start to, there's that spiral of increasing your effectiveness and so on. And basically you can spread your wings and increase your sphere of effectiveness. The more that you're being yourself, the more that you're being the person that, you know, God created you to be, the way I would phrase it, the more human we are, so to speak, the more rewarding our existence is. And that is being suppressed in so many ways that people don't even realize it. I mean, I've talked about this before, but in simple terms, if you just think about how, you know, we've been encouraged to believe, I've said that to me, Ecclesiastes 3:22 is kind of the meaning of life. Nothing is better than that man should be happy in his activities, for that is his lot. For who will bring him to see what will occur after him? Accelerating grassroots innovation is now playing in my ear. This Davos stuff is driving me nuts. Those, you know, the idea to me is that the activities, our daily activities, are supposed to bring us joy, and hopefully it's us, you know, cultivating interests that God has placed in our heart, and so on and so on. But we've been encouraged, speaking of this insidious dehumanization that's occurring at all levels, we've been encouraged to believe that, you know, automation is our friend, and we should give ourselves more time for recreation and enjoyment and stuff like that by automating these mundane, repetitive tasks. Just automate those mundane, repetitive tasks. Well, the trouble is, you know, at what point does the automation of those so-called mundane, repetitive tasks, because that's everything from tying your shoes to brushing your teeth, et cetera, at what point does that basically become, you know, the evisceration of your existence? If we're automating everything, I don't have to respond to an email or a text anymore because Google will help me. Here's an automated response. If I just push the automated response, at what point do we cease to exist? And that's what I think is the most insidious aspect of all of this is, whether it's the outward technology or the increasingly, you know, creepingly inward stuff, you know, that's in our heads already through social media and the stuff that, I mean, the vaccine, for Pete's sake, that is, you know, the alleged vaccine for the alleged pandemic, the two that have been authorized are mRNA vaccines. They hack your DNA. That's the direction all of this is going. Scott Klosowski, we play that clip every once in a while at the digital gaming convention or expo. It's difficult for people to believe, but, you know, we're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables, is what he said. We are going to. So the pushback against that is to be you and not programmed. And so in simple terms, obviously that probably means stepping away from a lot of the technology. And so the more that I see people doing that, whether it's the Amish kids that are walking through the forest smiling and laughing and talking to each other, and they seem normal, they're not histrionic, or it's the person who owns a goat farm and makes, you know, products from that kind of stuff, they seem normal, happy, well-adjusted, not histrionic, like little raving rabbits that all of this pop culture and technology is turning people into, you know, that seems like a good thing. And it's a lonely existence, like Allison mentioned, but hopefully we can start to find ways to associate, I guess. Man is a gregarious animal, bad guys like to say. So, you know, the difficulty is that, you know, the devil is in the process of remaking the world in his image, and that includes people, remaking people into pasty, androgynous, hermaphroditic, you know, digital citizens that, you know, with all of that technology can replace and usurp God's ubiquity and or not ubiquity, but omniscience and omnipresence and omnipotence, those kinds of things. Anyway, that's the high level stuff, I guess. And I want to circle back to, there's so much going on. I mean, we have the, you know, what, you know, I guess we could call it Schumergate. I wrote about that. What did I write about that? Let's see. A little brief thing. Obsession Gate is what I called it. Democrats are obsessing. And I think ultimately this really, you know, the end of the what I wrote about this is one final offering. I believe this kangaroo court proceeding is entirely designed and intended by some to be a show trial that will deflect. I mean, it has the effect of gathering and scattering controlled opposition, so to speak, you know, in Trump supporters. There is that aspect, I think, to basically obliterate all opposition and cast opposition to the hardened, basically they're Nazis. You know, I was going to read about the Reichstag incident today, because I'm telling you, just go read the Wikipedia entry for the Reichstag fire, for example. You will see striking parallels. I said recently, I think when I called into the National Intel Report, that Arnold said Reichstag fire. I think he actually said Kristallnacht. But it's what happened on January 6th is being construed as the sort of Reichstag fire incident. I forget who said that, but I think the analogy is fitting. So there is that, and I think the show trial is designed to cast Trump support as treason, basically, and in the increasing crackdown that also corresponds with the Utopia is a Scam Part 1 interview that we played in the first segment of the first hour. Anyway, so it's also, I think, a way to deflect attention away from the World Economic Forum's 51st meeting this week, where Dr. Evil, Klaus Schwab, and fellow globalist New World Order acolytes expect to fully unveil their so-called Great Reset to ostensibly fix what, you know, economy, et cetera, they broke. Oh, yeah, and COVID, that pandemic thing too, which plan was announced to the world back in June 2020. You know, I can hardly wait. So speaking of that, I guess we'll play the little explainer. Maybe I'll come back to some of this other stuff. The World Economic Forum wants you to know, what is the Great Reset? It's fun. It's great. It's going to be great. So we'll play that in this segment here. We'll see if we can squeeze that in real quick. And have that awful nonsense on the record. Okay, here's that. Go ahead, please.
The pandemic has radically changed the world as we know it. And the actions we take today as we work to recover will define our generation.
Now is the time to think what history would say about this crisis.
2020 has been challenging on a lot of levels, as economic, environmental, and societal frailties have been laid bare. But it's also proved that when we need to, we can act rapidly and restructure our lives.
Recovery from the pandemic is an opportunity. We can see rays of hope in the form of a vaccine, but there is no vaccine for the planet. Nature needs a bailout.
You don't want to go back to the status quo that you had before, simply because it was the status quo that got us here.
With everything falling apart, we can reshape the world in ways we couldn't before. Ways that better address so many of the challenges we face. And that's why so many are calling for a great reset. A great reset? That sounds more like buzzword bingo masking some nefarious plan for world domination. Hands up, This kind of slogan hasn't gone down well. But all we really want to say is that we all have an opportunity to build a better world. And it's not surprising that people who've been disenfranchised by a broken system and pushed even further by the pandemic will suspect global leaders of conspiracy. But the world's not that simple. Every one of us has differing priorities, values, and ideas. That's part of why solutions are so hard to come by, and why we all need to be involved in the decision-making. Because whether it's politicians, CEOs, academics, activists, or you, we're all about getting people together, even those you may not like, to sit down at the table and develop solutions that work for all of us. But
we need enormous trust between the private sector and the public sector for this to actually work. That trust is hard to come by.
It's time for people to work together, listen to each other, and build this trust so we can move towards a better world. And we really need one. Because while the pandemic affects us all, it's clear it affects some more than others.
The first people who are hit are the people at the front, those who are vulnerable. It is those on the front line who take it first, and that is simply unacceptable.
See, at the start of 2020, 1% of the world's population owned 44% of the wealth. And since the start of the pandemic, billionaires have increased theirs by more than 25%, whilst 150 million people fell back into extreme poverty. And with climate change set to dwarf the damage caused by the pandemic, the message from 2020 should be abundantly clear.
Capitalism, as we know it, is dead. This obsession that we have had with maximizing profits for shareholders alone has led to incredible inequality and a planetary emergency.
But no one can do this alone, and top-down approaches won't get us anywhere. Because everything we've learned in our work has shown us that diverse voices lead to better results. And it's for these reasons that the forum talks about something called stakeholder capitalism, which would shift businesses away from just profit. Because
if we want to change where the focus of our recovery will go, then we need a new dashboard for the new economy. And that needs to encompass people, planet, prosperity, and institutions.
Giving people a real stake in the economy and putting well-being before growth. And that's all about getting the right people in the right place at the right time.
We must rebuild our relationship with nature for the survival of the peoples and our planet.
We have a window of time which is closing, and we need everybody who cares to get together and find solutions now.
It's the people who have great ideas and who share them with others. They're the ones who are shaping the future. So if you want to be a part of the change, then tune in, turn on, and get involved. Follow the Davos Agenda. Right here.
Stakeholder capitalism. It's vampire capitalism, and the vampires need to maintain a monopoly on the stakes, you know, lest the stakes be used on them. So tune in, turn on, and... Oh, wait. Is Timothy Leary involved also? Turn on, tune in, drop out. Tune in, turn on, and get involved. Anyway, that's, isn't it funny that they're saying, you know, it's, what is the Great Reset? Well, it's a conspiracy, but well, no, it's not. I mean, it's not a conspiracy, but it is, but it's not. People will think it is because, well, it is, but weird stuff. It's an enigma wrapped in a mystery, shrouded in a conundrum or whatever, however that expression goes. Anyway, strange stuff, and that's happening this week. Oh yeah, and the pandemic, right? The afterthought. Oh yeah, this all we're gonna reset because of the pandemic thing. That's right. Can't forget that. Final segment coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, January 25th, 2021. I'll come back to this stuff tomorrow. I'll do the how to fix Congress, probably the Reichstag fire thing too. Maybe I can squeeze all of that in. How to fix Congress, the allegory of the cave, Reichstag fire, analogous to what's happening now. You know, and all of this, again, I think, what was it, last year I said we should be reading Machiavelli. You know, people need to understand how bad guys operate. At least be familiar if you're going to sort of be involved in modern day society. Olinsky wrote Rules for Radicals, dedicated it to the first radical, Lucifer, but his rules... rule number four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. What you have to understand is that the Alinskys operate by, you know, the administrative state's mantra, the only rule is there are no rules, and we reserve the right to change the rules at any time. The rules don't apply to them, as we've seen from the lockdown breakers, obviously. So make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. You can't apply that back to them because they don't have any. So like Andrew Breitbart said, we need to hold them to their own impossible standards. That's a different thing. They don't have any rules. They're applying that mentality to principled folks. And let's make sure that, you know, as Glenn Beck has reminded folks repeatedly recently, let's not devolve to the point that we become that which we hate or, you know, detest. Let's not do that. That's not the answer. But just be aware, you know, it's this Machiavellian game. I mentioned a million man march. Imagine if a million people got together and said, let's write letters to guardsmen. Let's march on Washington. Give guardsmen our letters. Maybe 10,000 guardsmen get 100 letters apiece. They share their letters with one another and say, wow, our fellow Americans really do love and support us, appreciate what we're doing, but we don't need to be here. So, you know, they petition, we petition governors to recall them back home. But, you know, with the understanding that Machiavelli would say, well, this is a perfect opportunity to scapegoat all of these people and further divide and make them suspicious of one another by, you know, infiltrating that group with some COINTELPRO Manchurian candidate type person and using it as a strategy of tension sort of event. Oh my goodness, now we have to punish America because look, these people are bad. See, we told you so. So you have to just understand that and basically put that out in advance and say, we're marching on Washington. If you see this, that's the counter gang. Talk about this stuff. Understand that the Machiavellian intrigue is a real thing at work. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I'll get to this other stuff tomorrow. And there's a lot of interesting stuff going on this week. Excuse me. I hope it was informative. I appreciate the calls and the questions. And as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.